This is O5O on the radio. This is December 24th, 2015. Yes, this is for me. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent, the opportunity to do this show. Pretty much almost been a year. Can you believe that? We'll get to that later on in January 2016, God willing. But I have to say I'm starting this show with a heavy heart today. I lost a cousin of mine last night, and really difficult. My thoughts and prayers out to the family of Troy Scott, and I will be with you later on today. got a couple of things to go across. Hey, it is Christmas Eve. I'm supposed to be in the Christmas spirit, so normally I would be not able to do today, okay, but I'm going to try to work through it, see if we can get going here. Going to talk about the NBA Christmas list I have for the NBA this year. You don't have too many down here, just a couple. And we'll see how they work out. People might like it, people might not. We'll see how that rolls. Then we'll talk about a preview to the big-time NFL 16 season, especially around here. We're really going to get on. So let's get started. Got to get to the NBA Santa list, well, Christmas list, as they say, whichever one you want to go to. And my first one, ornamentals, pretty much for I guess the NBA offices and the big cities around because I want a playoff spot for the New York Knicks. How about that? Now, why do I want a playoff spot for the New York Knicks? I'm a Laker fan. Well, that's precisely why I want a playoff spot for the New York Knicks. Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone has paid attention, Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher are former Lakers, and they have proved their point to the Los Angeles Lakers that you are idiots because we are in New York and we are now having some success while the Lakers are in the midst of having the worst season in franchise history again. Now, when you have to say again, that means you didn't get it any better from the year before, and they haven't. They have been awful. They have been terrible. They have been a complete and utter abomination and a joke to be the butt of all jokes when it's come to the Lakers. That's right. They have lost to the only team who has one win this season. That's the Philadelphia 76ers. They have one win, and it's against the Lakers. By the way, put that on your calendar because the 76ers may not win another game all season. But that's another whole story. Anyway, so we need a playoff spot for the Knicks. Now, not just for those two. Carmelo Anthony, can we see you in the playoffs? We haven't seen Carmelo Anthony in the playoffs. He is not getting any younger. He is actually getting older. We haven't seen Carmelo in the playoffs in such a long time. That is he's starting to get that label of nice stats, no winning. And that, my friend, is exactly what he has stamped on him right now. The Knicks, right now, they got a losing record again. And Carmelo, this year, his stats are actually going down. Like I said, I'm not talking about a 34-year-old Carmelo. He is 31, but the fact is he has not been getting it done. Hey, you would think that he would be ready to rock and roll, but not right now. He's at 20, right under 22 points a game. Uh-huh. When you have a career average of over 25, we'll leave that alone. Meanwhile, can we get a little more athletic Derrick Rose? If you look at Derrick Rose, man, you say, wow, he is nowhere near the MVP, Derrick Rose. I mean, not even close. Hey, it was really difficult being that Derrick Rose. That Derrick Rose is 25 points a game and just under 8 assists a game with 4 boards, with 4 rebounds a game. You understand that. Now, he's a guy who doesn't get 14 points a game, who averages just over 5 assists a game and gets barely over 3 rebounds a game, shooting under 38% from the field. That's the Derrick Rose we're getting out of. A huge drop-off. And again, we're not talking about a guy who's we're not talking about a guy who is, you know, filled with, you know, age or playoff appearances. Derrick Rose is only 27. Seventh year in the league. And right now he's not even close to being the same player anymore or that he was. And I don't know if he ever will. He's shooting more threes now, which is not a good thing. And he's just not getting what he would want, getting to the basket with the way he used to. He's not able to do that anymore, and it's really wearing on him. And can we get a little more athletic, Derrick Rose? Rose, if we got a little more athletic, I think he would be a little bit different. But right now, his athleticism is pretty much quickness only. Can we get a purchase of the Los Angeles Lakers by a group headed by Magic Johnson? Look, I know every Laker fan in the world wants this, but my word, I cannot take the buses screwing around with what their father had done for the Lakers. Look, when you go from the greatest owner in North American sports history to the worst owners in the NBA, you go from the best to the worst, you're going to get a little pee. And that's exactly what the Lakers have gotten. They are bus has done to the Los Angeles Lakers is pretty much like finding a painter to screw up the Mona Lisa. And he has done it swift and quickly. Remember, the Los Angeles Lakers won their back-to-back NBA title in 2010. Back-to-back. In 2011, they lost their back-to-back. Right? Understand that. And then later on that summer, Dwight Howard. Did it do any good? No. Matter of fact, he barely made the playoffs, and it got worse. One of the reasons they've gotten worse, because they cannot pick lottery picks. Look, I like Julius Randle, but he was hurt for his rookie year. Then this year, they picked up D'Angelo Russell. Whole macro broke instead of Jahlil Okafor. But Okafor over there, you get a point guard next year. Doesn't matter who the point guard is. You can get him for free agency. You're good. But that's another whole story for another whole day. Magic, can you please come save the Lakers? And we say save, but we don't have any idea what they're going to be doing with this squad. Meanwhile, can we go back to the old schedule in the NBA? Oh, my goodness. The bunching of NBA games, not always the back-to-back, but the 4 games and 6 nights, the 3 games and 4 nights. Come on, people. Why are we trying to bunch the NBA schedule? All it is doing is injuring the athletes. And last year, we had injuries that affected all the playoff series. Just think about the playoffs last year. They were affected by injuries, including the finals. You had no Kevin Love. You had no Kyrie Irving in the finals. Matter of fact, the Warriors were champions because they were healthy. Now, how ridiculous is that? Who has ever heard of a team called lucky because they were healthy? Well, that's exactly what happened. Thus, you have an NBA schedule that needs to be lengthened out the way it used to be. Can we stop with this foolishness? You don't need a week for All-Star break. You can just take a couple of extra days. You don't need to bunch all these games up on top of each other. All it is doing is driving players to the injured list positioning the product. That's what you want. Good job, NBA. All right, can we have a lifetime ban for Sam Hinkie? I can't think of a person who is stealing more money than Sam Hinkie because he's doing absolutely, positively nothing for the Philadelphia 76ers. Nothing. He has done nothing. He did nothing. Nothing. I don't usually say this, but I know this is a fact. I can do a better job than Sam Hinkie right now. Put me in there. I can do what he did, what he has done, because his record since he has been there. Well, wait a minute. How about this? He had his first couple of years in the league, 37-127. Hello, 37-127. I mean, who in the world, who does that? My word. And now you come up with the Philadelphia 76ers, and they are a robust 1-30. 1-30. Are you kidding me? 1-30? That's impossible. Well, in the Eastern Conference, they are 0-18. I mean, you just keep on going and going and going. They have lost their last 12 in a row, bro, and it's not even their biggest losing streak of the season. Oh, this just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Can we get a lifetime ban? Sam Hinkie should never be able to work in the NBA again. All right, now this is, hey, can we get a playoff matchup with Miami and Cleveland? I need that. We need some rivalries in the NBA nowadays because we don't have them like we used to. We know they're short-lived, you know, like the Bulls and Detroit. I mean, the Bulls, not Detroit. Detroit too, the Bulls and the Knicks. You know, rivalries where we look forward to every year. Pretty much nowadays, it's the Cavaliers. It's LeBron versus the Bulls. Wherever LeBron goes, the Bulls seem to follow, and they didn't seem to lose. Okay, we saw that last year. That's cool. That's a nice, it was a really good series. That's fine. But this time, we need Miami, LeBron versus Wade, or LeBron versus Wade and Bosch, LeBron versus Pat Riley. There will be animosity coming from Miami to Cleveland. And you don't know how that would go. It would be a real heated rivalry. Got to have that. Listen here, this one is a must-have. Oklahoma City and Golden State. I've been asking for this for I don't know how long. I mean, we've been waiting for this for years. Russell Westbrook versus Stephen Curry. Oh, my goodness. We're waiting to see that on Martin Luther King's birthday right now. I mean, hey, Stephen Curry versus Kyrie Irving. That's nice, you know. But we want to see Russell Wilson versus Westbrook and get it going. When the Warriors, hey, they're doing the opposite of Philly. They're rolling over everybody. But the fact of the matter is, hey, can we get some dudes out here? Can we get this matchup going between Westbrook and Curry? Oh, that's what you need for the playoffs right then and there. And, you know, we could roll with it. Real. No problem. All right. That's my Christmas list. It's kind of short this year. Didn't really go into a lot of detail like I normally go into. Because right now the NBA really needs to find itself. They need, I said this last year, they need to make a lot of player movement in the league because they don't have good teams right now, especially in the Western Conference. There's a lot of mediocrity in the league right now, even more than normal. Normally, there's about five teams that they win the title. This year, in terms of Cavaliers, the Pistons, I mean, excuse me, I'll say four. Cavaliers, the Warriors, the Spurs, the Thunder. Pretty much that's it. There's nobody else raining on the parade unless you say, hey, Chicago. Well, we know how Chicago acts when they play Cleveland. Okay, now we'll go to the week 16. Interesting week. Always one of the classic weeks, the week before the end of the regular season. You got playoff scenarios, mammy going on here. I'm not going to get to the playoff matchup till next week. I believe you put your head down, keep on playing until you get to the end of the football season are enough to play a game as it is looking at the scoreboard while you're playing it. Meanwhile, wow, got to go to Philadelphia. Redskins got their wish, got a shot. They can win the NFC East. They beat the Eagles. Doesn't matter what they do with the Cowboys. They win the NFC East for the second time in 5 years. Look at here. Here, since you know, you like that. By Kirk Cousins, he has been phenomenal. He has completed just under 73% of his passes. He has thrown 16 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. And he's been sensational. How about throwing the one dimensional away? You know who it's going to throw the ball 20 yards or more downfield. He has hit DeSean Jackson 9 or 14 times, 4 touchdowns, down to 0 interceptions. Meanwhile, Bill, he is 8 for 37 with anybody else. 8 for 37. Like, how is that possible? People act like the Skins don't have anybody else you can throw through down the field 20 yards or more. 8 for 37. The Eagles, hey, they've been a mess lately. They have allowed 40 points in 3 of their last 5 games. In those games, they're leading the They're the worst rolled on lately. You know where the Eagles – well, we don't know where the Eagles will be on draft day because you don't have any idea what Chip Kelly is doing. So, Eagles, Skins, hey, the Eagles, they also control their own destiny. They went out. They also win the NFC. So Redskins, Eagles, that's on Saturday night. Not on Sunday, Saturday night. Right? Meanwhile, in New York, you had the Patriots and the Jets. Man, is it a big-time game for both of them. We know the Patriots, they have dominated the Jets lately. They have won 9 of 10. Their last 5 meetings have been settled by 7 or less. Tom Brady, he's 22-7 against the Jets. You know his record is normally better than that. And this week, well, injuries will give him a ton of problems. He has no Amendola. He has no Julian Edelman. And he, of course, the running backs, no LeGarrette Blount, no Deion Lewis. Looks like he's going to have to go with Brandon Bolden and James White again. He still has Rob Gronkowski. He still has Brandon LaFell. He still has some people to go to the Jets. Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Colts has been miserable. 1-7. He is against the Patriots. 15 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. A quarterback rating of 79.7. Hey, what about Brandon Marshall? Breaks the franchise. It's going to break the franchise record when it comes to catches. He has 93, which tied the record with Al Toon. And then he has 1,261 yards, the fifth most of franchise history, having a big-time season. Brandon Marshall, you got to wonder how is it going to look for him come Hall of Fame time? With all the different teams he's been on, is that going to hurt him or help him? Got to wonder on that one. Anyway, Texans, they go to Tennessee. They play the Titans, and we know what it is with the Texans. Hey, they went out. They win the deal. Matter of fact, if they win on Sunday and the Colts lose, they win the AFC South. And their issue is they don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Brian Hoyer, he went out by concussion. You got Brandon Whedon. He's new to the offense, even though he led them to a victory on Sunday. And so, you look at the Texans right now, and they're in a deep. You got to appreciate what they've been going through. DeAndre Hopkins, he's one of the best wide receivers in the league. But who else? Where's the other big-time connection? Nothing at wide receiver, nothing at tight end. Look at the running game. Yeah, when Arian Foster was there, but he's been hurt. Alfred Blue has tried to hold up the fort. Last week he ran for over 100 yards, and you really say, hey, how are they going to get past the Titans? Well, it's real easy. The Titans, they tied for the most allowed sacks in the league. They have 49. You have J.J. Watt over there. They're second in the league in sacks, 13.5. You know he wants some more so he can get to the lead in the league. And in this game, you have Zach Mettenberger, not Marcus Mariota. If you remember earlier in the season, Mettenberger all had to play against the Titans again. So this is his second meeting. No, J.J. Watt went bananas that day. 2.5 sacks. I expect something similar in this. Better watch if you're a defensive team. Better watch for it. Real Green Beckham. Mettenberger starting to find him at the end of the game. Mettenberger didn't play a bad game. Threw two touchdowns last week. Two touchdowns, two interceptions. The Browns, they will go to Kansas City. Ooh-wee, Kansas City. Ever since they played those first six games, how about this? They have averaged just under 30 points a game, 29.8, and they have given up just over 12 points a game, 12.3. They have been fantastic. Jeremy Maclin, he has been worth his weight in gold as a free agent pickup for the Chiefs. 4 touchdowns in his last 4 games. He is starting to make plays. Travis Kelce. And you would think the Chiefs would have a huge advantage. Hey, the Browns, they've been, you know, questionable here and there. Their defense, they've allowed 30 points in 6 out of the last 7. But, hey, Johnny Manziel, he's had a touchdown pass 4 straight games that he's been in. Got to give the guy credit. He really did improve this offseason. The Colts, they are on the line against the Dolphins in Miami. Don't have Andrew Luck. He will not be there with the rest with the lacerated kidney. Hasselbeck, he has been beaten down. As they say, they said in the article I saw, he has been beaten up from the feet up. And but he'll still be out there for the Colts trying to get it done. Last week, last 3 weeks, he has not been good. He's thrown for under 190 yards. With 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in his last 3 games, just has not been able to get into a rhythm because he's been beat up so much. T.Y. Hilton, one bright spot for the Colts. He did get his 3rd straight 1,000-yard season. The Dolphins, I really don't have anything to say there. Just struggling. It's been their defense who they thought was awesome when they got Dominican Sue. They have been 26 points allowed, 25.8 points a game, and 30th in total defense. They're giving up 396.8 points a game. That is not the defense we thought we'd see with the Dolphins under any circumstances. Just unbelievable how that happened with them. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, the Carolina Panthers, they're coming to town. We know the deal with the Panthers. They're chasing 16-0. Right now, they are 14-0. We have seen 14-0 teams previously. Of course, we got the Dolphins. And then, of course, we have the Patriots. I think people forget. 2 years later, Indianapolis Colts. They also started 14-0. Lost game 15 and 16, if I remember. By the way, those teams that were 14-0, only the Dolphins won the championship. The Panthers, they got to get off of themselves. Hey, they see 14-0, but they're really not getting a lot of fanfare for it, in my opinion. I mean, Cam Newton, he has 1 interception in his last 6 games. They reward him. He was in the Pro Bowl along with 10 other Panthers. A lot of Panthers. But he's in there with 10 other Panthers. And the Falcons, well, not much to really say about him. Julio Jones, he broke the franchise record last week as he now has 118, the record of Roddy White's 115, 2010. You got the Falcons. Devontae Freeman should be running the ball again mainly now. We'll see. We'll see what happens. With the Falcons, will they even play with energy, even though it's 14-0? Will they come out or just punching the clock? In Baltimore, Steelers, they play the Ravens. You know how this rivalry goes. Neither team likes each other under any circumstance. But the Pittsburgh Steelers have been bludgeoning teams on the offensive side of the ball.
not defense, not this team. Yeah, they have really good defensive talent, but they're not coming after you like they are offensively. In their last six games, they have averaged 35 points a game. They have gained 474.5 points a game. They have been unbelievable. Ben Roethlisberger, he has been so hot. Oh, man, he has been on a roll in his last six. 306, just under 366 passing, 13 touchdowns. Now, the deal is, in his last two games, he has 3 interceptions, 5 sacks. Got to cut down on the sacks, but he has been fantastic. And the Ravens, they're just trying. They're going to finish with the worst record they've had in 8 years. Got 19 players on the IR. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be, whether it's Nick Schaub, whether it be Jimmy Clausen. Would they please put out Clausen out there and call it a night? Good grief. The St. Louis Rams, might be one of the last times I say that, going up against the Seattle Seahawks. Hey, the Rams, they have some good stuff here. You know, they got Gurley. Gurley comes up. He's trying to become a big-timer. 1,023 rushing yards and 9 touchdowns. If he gets 10, he goes to elite company there. But what about Tavon Austin? The only player in recent memory since a dude named Dale Sayers. Throughout the season, 5 touchdown receptions, 5 touchdown rushes. He got a punt return for a TD. That's versatility. And multiple touchdown receptions in the last 4 games. There are only 2 players that did that. That was Calvin Johnson and Chris Carter. And hey, we'll see how that goes. Hey, how about a rematch of the 2009 playoffs? Remember that game? First rounder, Packers at Cardinals, 51-45. They're going to get back at it. Pretty sure it's not going to have those type of fireworks, but it could, because no one is playing quarterback better than Carson Palmer this year. He has had a QBR of over 50 all season long for the entire week, and only Tom Brady has done that. They have won 8 straight games. They haven't done that since they were in Chicago. The Packers, they really haven't been able to take care of the blitz. Aaron Rodgers has struggled against the blitz this season also. So, Giants are going to the Vikings. Hey, the Giants must win out, and the Skins must lose out for them to make the playoffs. The Vikings, they can actually win the NFC North. All they got to do is win the 2 games remaining on their schedule. And then you have the Monday night game, which actually means something. Bengals and the Broncos, they're going with backup quarterbacks. A.J. McCarron for the Bengals. Brock Osweiler for the Broncos. Those Bengals, they were really struggling offensively last week. They find a way to beat the Chargers, and you got the Broncos, who won the best defense around. We'll see what happens this week. All right, that is Christmas Eve edition. Bye-bye.